I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. This week on TV, HBO is airing its six-hour miniseries, Angels in America. Adopted from the play by Tony Kushner, the series has been getting a lot of headlines for its powerful commentary about HIV/AIDS.
Chaos, baby. Lesion number one. Wine dark kiss of the angel of death.
Oh, please.
Critics love Angels, but its budget of $60 million led Day to Day's Mike Pesca to wonder about the business of this. He called on the television reporter for The Hollywood Reporter, Andrew Wallenstein.
Andrew Wallenstein, $60 million is a lot of money to spend on a movie. Maybe not for Paramount, but for a cable network, even HBO. Why does HBO think they're going to make $60 million in revenue to justify this expense?
Were it only that easy to quantify, I think HBO looks at this as a long-term investment that they may not get back right away. And it also boils down to some unquantifiables like prestige, which in Hollywood may have more currency than actual money.
And so what about new subscribers? Because I was thinking that anyone who'd be interested in Angels in America is probably the exact kind of person who already subscribes to HBO. Do you think they expect new subscribers from this miniseries?
Certainly they're always expecting to add new subscribers, but the truth is HBO has had some difficulty lately. The growth of their subscriber base has plateaued, and I think this kind of thing does send the message to the viewing public that they're doing top-quality entertainment and it's worth the fee. I think there are new subscribers to be had out there.
And how many subscribers do they have?
I think it's about 30 million or so right now, which in the pay cable field is tops.
With feature films, sometimes they talk about that the box office in America wasn't what the filmmakers had hoped it would be, but there's always a way to make money on DVDs or with international rights. Do those same things apply for HBO?
Absolutely. HBO is looking to really expand its back-end opportunities for miniseries like Angels of America and Band of Brothers, whether DVD sales or in syndication.
And do ABC, CBS, NBC look at HBO and say, wow, they've really got a good deal going on? Or do they say, how are we supposed to compete with that? What do they say?
I would definitely agree with both those sentiments. I think there's a tremendous amount of frustration on the account of the broadcasters who look at what HBO is able to get away with and sort of change the tastes and culture of television. And because of the standards that broadcasters have to adhere to, they're not able to get away with as much. And that could be a real source of frustration for them.
Well, if what HBO is going for is to satisfy their subscribers, to maybe get some ancillary revenue, and to convince everyone that this is the prestige destination, once those glowing reviews came out, was that it? Did HBO know that it had won, unlike a regular studio where reviews are nice, but you got to see if the public responds?
Oh, far from over. HBO... This is really just the beginning for Angels in America, and I would even venture to say that the true worth of Angels in America won't be seen until Emmy time, where they'll probably have to back up a Brinks truck to the Emmy Awards to haul out the amount of awards they get, plus the prestige that comes from that will certainly drive subscribership, reinforce HBO's value within Hollywood, and all the other sort of ancillary value that comes from the Emmys. They shouldn't be underestimated.
Andrew Wallenstein covers television for The Hollywood Reporter. Thanks very much, Andrew.
Thanks.
That interview by Day to Day's Mike Pesca.